Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This is very exciting. It's a very exciting time for me, and I know it will be an exciting time for listeners of our show, The Weekly Planet and Caravan of Garbage.
Well, you've covered everybody there. Everybody's excited. You, the listeners.
Yes.
Anybody else to be excited there?
Everybody that counts is excited because, Mason, you have notoriously not seen almost every Disney movie.
That's correct.
By design.
Yes.
You've gone out of your way to ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're not my jam, you know?
Yes. And so this is a great opportunity. Now we're getting all these live action remakes to have you go back and watch them for the very first time with fresh eyes as a bitter old man.
A bitter old man who doesn't like, you can't but get on board with the joy of just a fun animated flick for the kids. It's not my demographic. It's not my generation. It's nearly 100 years after some of these have come out, you know?
Exactly. The first one we're doing is Dumbo, and it's a coincidence for a number of reasons.
Yes.
Well, there's two reasons. There's a new Dumbo remake, but also this was the movie that set you off Disney movies.
Disney movies, yes, that's true. So why not start with it again? What's the worst that could happen?
What about this, when you saw it as a kid, did you not like? Bearing in mind that this is Walt Disney's favorite Walt Disney Disney movie.
It was his favorite.
Yes.
He's changed his mind since then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the frozen head has changed his mind since then.
Now he loves Tangled.
He loves Tangled now. Of course he would, yeah.
It's a good movie.
So he wants to grow his hair like that. The severed-headed Walt Disney, Frozen, wants to. Why wouldn't it be Frozen, though? See, he's frozen.
Because he's frozen. Yeah. Maybe that's why. Yeah. Too close to home for him.
No, I understand. Yeah, that's true.
But when you saw this, why were you like, I hate this?
Even as a kid, and I could not tell you at what age I saw this, but it would have been under 10.
Yeah.
So I reckon probably maybe in the 6 to 10 range.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the relentless sadness of these movies. I think I'd seen a couple of Disney movies before this. I can't really remember.
Yeah.
But I think this must have been when I felt the formula kick in, where I'm like, these movies are just, everything's really sad,
yep,
and then things get even more sad, and then at the end, things are slightly less sad.
But it's still pretty sad overall.
It's still pretty sad.
Yeah, this is, like, I like a lot of Disney films. Some I even love.
Oh, yes.
This one, yes. I hate.
Can we even include this as a movie?
It was theatrically released, but it's only 64 minutes long.
It's true, yeah.
And it's breezy.
You told me it was an hour, and I started up, and I'm like, oh, an hour and 3 minutes and 56 seconds. Oh, I'm so mad.
To be fair, though, the credits go for a really long time.
They do. This is 1941, so this is the era where the opening credits are everybody, and you get nothing at the end.
None of this.
Whoever flipped that around, I can't remember who it was.
George Lucas?
Might have been George Lucas. Yeah. Whoever flipped it around, bless you, George Lucas.
George Lucas.
For that and everything you've done.
Yes, George Lucas deserves billions of dollars.
Solely for that, yes. I agree, yeah.
But you know what was unexpected from this for me? And maybe it's just as a dad, Mason.
Oh.
A lot of the baby animal stuff.
Yes.
Was like, oh, this is nice. Because it opens with a stork, with a bunch of storks, a platoon,
yes,
whatever you want to call them, an air force.
A vicious swarm of storks, yes.
Dropping
a murder
off,
of storks. Yeah.
Dropping off baby animals
an
to the circus.
An afterbirth of storks.
Yes.
I'm done.
But also, it's kind of horrifying because this circus, they've got all these variety of different animals.
Enslaved animals, yes.
Enslaved animals. And then in one night, everybody's just given a whole lot of animals to take
care
of.
Yeah, right.
Some of them have like four or five at once.
Yeah. The ringmaster doesn't seem surprised.
No.
He's not like, what happened?
What's going on?
What is this?
Double the peanuts. Every animal just got peanuts there.
Yeah, right.
That's all they got.
They're being paid peanuts.
You're not wrong. But I just think there's nothing more terrifying for me than just like, hey, you got four kids now. Like, no build up. Just,
yeah,
you've
right.
got four kids.
That's true. Because I guess, you know, they're you know, that's the stork brings you the babies. There's no, you know, there's no inkling of the biological rationale behind that.
No,
it's
you're just
like,
kind of looking up
you just
at the
get
sky.
A stork. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would, you know, that probably also would have terrified me as a kid. Just the idea that maybe one day you get delivered a little version of you and you have to look after it. And you're like, I didn't do anything. Leave me alone. Yeah. I mean, what initially I liked about this is that I actually, even though I believe this is a this came after Fantasia, I think, and yeah. So it's a lot simpler than that.
Yeah, well, it was intentionally made simpler and cheaper because the two movies prior to this
bombed.
Yeah. Fantasia and Pinocchio.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
this
course,
is only the fourth. The first one being Snow White. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, but yeah, I was like, oh, this is quite simple, but I also like that there's this the swarm of storks, like they go in a little formation.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, the animation is nice. But then it quickly took a turn when I realized the first voice actor, the stork that is delivering Dumbo, is Sterling Holloway, who's my least favorite, possibly my least favorite voice actor in the world.
Why is that?
He's the voice of Pooh.
And, like the original one.
Yeah, the original voice of Pooh and any number of other things. But I hate him. I hate him.
What is it? You just don't find his voice grating?
It's just grating, yeah. Yeah, so perfect start, I think.
So you're glad he's presumably dead?
Yeah, no, he is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this. Look, a lot of people love him, but it's just the delivery, and it's just like, oh.
Is it? So it's the same kind of delivery every time, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the unrelenting sadness in this movie.
Yes.
It's so fucking sad.
It's so sad.
But it even opens where Dumbo's mother... By the way, his name's Jumbo, and he gets bullied...
Jumbo Jr., yeah.
...bullied into being called Dumbo. But she's the only one who doesn't get a baby delivered, and it's just so forlorn and sad.
Yeah,
and she clearly wants it more than anybody else, because half of the other animals are asleep when they get their kids delivered.
That's true, yeah.
They don't even care, but she's looking at the sky... waiting. But she does finally get her baby arrives, and initially the other elephants are like, this baby's awesome, and then when it's seen to have big ears, they just turn on a dime, mate.
They really do.
They are vicious,
relentless mocking. Just the way, so that's the thing. And what I enjoy about a movie, you know, maybe something like this, an animation maybe, is that all the bad people get got. That's what I like about an action movie, certainly.
This
is
a revenge film.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But they don't get revenged enough, I
feel.
Okay. This is a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer situation. And if I may spoil Dumbo, the movie Dumbo, at the end of it, Dumbo gains the ability to fly.
Yeah.
Or he always had it in him, but he needed to believe in himself or whatever. But then he doesn't kill anybody. But I feel he should... Like, but like it's like Rudolph, where like Rudolph was relentlessly mocked until he gained the ability. You know, he could guide.
Until he got that machine gun.
Exactly, and then he could guide Santa Slay to the various murders.
Yeah.
But and then they're like, "Oh, you're useful.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're useful. So we're friends now."
Yeah.
It's the same as this. He should have visited bloody revenge on all of them, but he couldn't.
because he was enslaved also.
Exactly. The other elephants didn't get booted out of the circus, did they?
No.
That's what should have happened, is that they should have been like, oh, Dumbo, you can fly. You're the best elephant there is. Don't need any of these other elephants, and just dump them in a tar pit or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know? Is one thing I do also like about this. There are moments with Dumbo and his mother, like when they meet... There's a bit where she gives him the bath. It's quite cute.
Uh-huh.
There's the bit where they have the reunion because she gets locked up for when he's bullied by nerds and she goes crazy. And she's getting whipped and tied down with ropes. It's a very distressing scene.
Chained on all her legs.
Oh,
yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's a sign that says mad elephant on the cage.
Mad elephant.
I don't even see, like, what... There's nothing about this elephant that deserves it. And he's also not an unattractive elephant, as far
as
elephants go.
That's exact, as far as elephants go. None of these other elephants... Look, I'm a bit fixated, but none of those bloody other elephants are an oil painting, are they, exactly?
Exactly.
They're all a bunch of argos, if you ask me. He's the best of a bad bunch.
I've got a fun fact here, because this is to really drive home the sadness. Dumbo was seen standing on his own, swaying from side to side after his mother was taken away. This is actually an accurate depiction of what elephants do when they're emotionally distraught.
So they
went out of their way to be like, what does an elephant do when it hates itself?
Didn't they go and observe elephants, or they even brought elephants into a soundstage or something like that?
Most likely. Well, it seemed, a lot of the movements is quite good. Mm. So yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. What did you think about...
I'll preempt whatever you're going to say. I hated it.
Okay, so he makes friends with a mouse, Timothy Q. Mouse.
Timothy Q. Mouse, yes.
Who is a terrible friend and bloke. Just making him do horrible things. One of the plans for the mouse is, the ringmaster's idea is he's going to get all the elephants to stack on top of each other, mm-hmm. but he needs a big finale because that's not enough, inexplicably, right. to have nine elephants stack on top of each yeah, other. Right. And they're just sweating, crawling all over
crushing
each other.
Crushing each other's faces. Yeah.
And then the mouse whispers in his ear when he's asleep that the finale should be Dumbo runs in, then bounces off a springboard and then lands on the very top.
Yes.
I don't think that's necessary. Mm. But the other thing is, they don't seem to have practiced it. Because when he goes to run in, he's tripping over his ears.
They should tie his ears back.
Well, they do, but they barely... Like, he should be wearing a hat. There's no one backstage to kind of... usher him on, except a mouse.
Yeah.
What is this universe?
And also, I guess the mouse's ultimate goal is for Dumbo to be the best in the world.
Yeah.
But then at the end of it, of course, the mouse signs a lucrative contract and he gets rich.
He does.
So obviously, his ultimate goal is not altruism. It's getting a piece for himself.
Yeah, because he's trying all manner of things to make Dumbo famous, and it just happens to be that he could fly by pure chance.
Yes.
Because
these experiments could very likely have resulted in Dumbo's death, possibly from alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
Or misadventure. Or being set on fire, probably.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
There's another sequence where Dumbo is demoted to being a clown, and then all the other elephants denounce him as not being an elephant. Did you see that bit? He's excommunicated like he's being kicked out of a church, and they're like, we'll no longer recognize him as an elephant. But then they set him as... He becomes a baby that's trapped in a burning building.
Yeah.
And then he gets... pushed out of the bird, but they really set it on fire.
Yeah.
And they really pour gas on it and they really...
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, the mouse is pushing him into all these things. When all the elephants topple, because it's Dumbo's fault.
Yes.
It could have killed so many people.
Yeah.
Like all the elephants are busted. And I guess it's supposed to be funny because they've all got broken legs, but the whole tent topples over.
See, that's the thing. As a kid...
That mouse is a lunatic.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, as a kid, I'd be like, oh, slapstick, funny. But as an adult, I'm like, broken legs are really serious, guys.
That ball's really strong.
Yes.
How are they all balancing on?
I don't know. The logistics of this are crazy. Maybe just sell your really strong ball to to the military-industrial complex. Make your money that way, ringmaster.
Now, probably the most infamous scene from this movie, and it goes for much longer than I remember.
Oh, yes?
Is Dumbo gets drunk.
The pink elephant
by
sequence.
Accident.
Yeah.
It should be really, though, more accurately, it's Dumbo takes a lot of acid.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, I've had my fair share of beers and nothing like this has ever happened to me
but
or
have you
anybody.
Ever had them out of a bucket?
No, I haven't.
That's correct.
A slop bucket of dirty water.
Yeah,
with
right.
Ebola in it or whatever.
Yeah. Animation, we don't know what those clowns were on, really.
No, we really don't.
Yeah.
But animation-wise, it's quite spectacular.
I think it is, yeah.
And it's horrifying.
I would have watched... I would have watched an hour of that.
Really? I thought
else,
it went
yeah.
way
yeah.
too long.
But the one memory I do remember from a kid is there's a point where we see this gigantic... monster elephant that is made up of elephant heads.
Like a Voltron.
Like a Voltron of elephant heads menacingly coming towards the viewer. And I'm like, oh, that's brought back something bad. I don't like this. I have to keep watching this? Apparently I do.
The things that stood out, one in particular was, one is a camel. It's a camel elephant. Mm-hmm. And then it turns into a snake, but just a regular snake, not an elephant snake. And then it turns into a lady elephant. And then it turns into an eyeball. So that's all good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
These are all... great things.
Classic beer / champagne hallucinations.
Yes. Now, he wakes up in a tree after this this binge.
Yes.
And this is the scene that
most memorable scene, I feel.
It's the most memorable scene, and it's considered groundbreaking and also very controversial.
Yes.
Depending on what side of the fence you fall on.
Right, because the Dumbo and the mouse wake up in a tree.
Yes.
They wonder how they get in a tree.
Yep.
And then... we see the arrival of a murder of crows.
Very good.
Thank you. Who then sing the song. What's it called again?
When I see an elephant fly.
When I see an elephant fly, which I guess is the most memorable song. It is the absolutely the best song. This is the highlight. But also, are they minstrel stereotypes, the crows? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. So in the script, the main one was initially referred to as Jim Crow.
Yeah, right.
That was changed.
Okay, then good.
And considering this is 1941, it's not the most racist thing that could have
absolutely
happened.
Absolutely not. Like they're living free and they're kind of the freest thinkers and they're the most fun characters, you know.
And three of the four actual African-American actors.
Right, okay.
Which was very unusual for the time as well. Because that was the era when, get a guy in blackface, that's fine.
You know? Just get a white man in blackface and put him in the recording booth. Yeah. Have him record some audio with blackface on. That'll really make it authentic, you know?
Yeah, that's it. So Whoopi Goldberg actually said a few years back, she likes the crows and they should be merchandised by Disney because, you know, they sing a song to Dumbo that everyone remembers, and it's like it's like the most famous song from the movie.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but hey, it is the best song in the movie.
Yes, it's true.
But this is when the mouse gets the idea, and I remember it being the crows, but it's the mouse. The mouse tells Dumbo that we probably flew up there. You can probably fly, and then he's the one who gets the idea that we should definitely try this. Right. And the crows kind of do shove him towards the edge.
Because Dumbo doesn't talk.
No.
Dumbo has no way of objecting to anything. He's got no agency, this kid. You know?
He's a real goose.
He's a bit of a goose, isn't
he? Yeah. But then by chance, he can fly and everyone's pretty happy that he can fly.
Well, I mean, the mouse does get the idea, but I believe the crow, Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Let's not call him Jim Crow. gives him the magic feather. He gives him the psychological edge he needs.
Yes.
But again, there's no guarantee that would work.
There is no evidence that he can fly other than he was in the tree.
Yeah.
If I found an elephant in the tree,
yep.
If its wings were 100 feet across, I wouldn't assume that it flew up there.
Yeah, right.
If it had a jetpack, I wouldn't assume that it flew up there.
Yeah.
But no, then it obviously...
This movie has ladders in it.
It's got ladders.
This universe has ladders and trampolines.
Yeah, but you're right, though. The ending, it feels vicious, but also kind of toothless. And that's interesting because the end result is...
That's what it says on the poster. Yeah. The original Dumbo release poster. It's vicious, but toothless.
Yeah. But the end result is Dumbo gets a slightly better carriage. All the animals, except for the crows, still work for the circus.
Yeah.
The mouse...
They're not paid, are they? Yeah.
My bloody peanuts amount of tail.
Bloody peanuts.
It seems like 3/4 of the animals that the circus keep, they don't actually use.
Yeah, right. A bunch of stuff. What's the kangaroo doing?
What's the hippo up to?
Yeah, right.
Just sleeping underwater,
just
mate.
Just slowly drowning underwater, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Hippos don't have gills. Is that hippo trying to kill itself?
Yeah. Mm. So I guess the one kind of silver lining, though, for me at the end is, and I'd forgotten this from a kid, that I thought the mother just disappears. But
she doesn't die. I would have made that assumption as well. If you'd said to me prior to me watching this, what happened to the mother? I'd be like, they took her away in chains and she died in sadness.
Yeah.
But no, still alive.
Still alive.
I mean, still enslaved.
Yes.
But they get a little private car. They get a private elephant car on the train at the end. So isn't that something?
Yeah, that train that is seemingly conscious.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Has to drag.
Is the train also enslaved?
I guess so.
Or does the train get paid?
Maybe the train gets paid in coal.
Yeah,
but where can it go, though? You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's got a one-track mind and just service.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I get it. Yeah,
trains.
Yeah. Trains. No, I understand.
Trains. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah, I don't like
these. Better get better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the next one we're probably doing is Aladdin.
Okay. Right. And I'm told that one's good.
Yes.
So, and I've picked up enough from context of various parodies and video games and other things that this one might be more up my alley. So.
Absolutely. Mm. But what do you rate our first dip back into Disney for you? What do you give it?
Out of frozen Walt Disney heads? One frozen Walt Disney head.
Out of?
Depends on how many times they've cloned him, I guess.
Okay, sure, yeah.
So like, let's say 5. Let's be traditional.
That seems fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh. You're very welcome.
Hey, this has been Caravan of Garbage. And guess what? Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. You want to check it out? It comes out every Monday. We talk movies. We talk comics. We talk TV shows. Did I already say that?
I can't remember. I wasn't really paying attention.
Me neither.
I was just remembering and I was just trying to shoehorn something in that I thought Jiminy Cricket was going to be in this movie.
Oh, right.
But he's not. He's in Pinocchio, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Why wasn't the mouse Mickey Mouse?
See, exactly. Mm. But the voice of Jiminy Cricket is the main crow in this.
Right, okay.
That's why I sort of remember that. I feel like maybe Jiminy Cricket should have been the Nick Fury of these movies. Yes. And he keeps showing up in all the various ones, right?
Absolutely,
that would work.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm, okay, let's. If they're going to reboot these, maybe bring in a Jiminy Cricket with an eye patch.
I wish that mouse was stamped to death like that one from The Simpsons. You know that joke in The Simpsons?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I didn't hate him so much.
Not a fan.
Okay.
Bad bloke and mouse. Mm, two things.
You're right.
There's also videos here every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Have you got something that you want us to check in on? It could be a comic, could be a movie, could be a TV show, could be a video game. We'd love to.
What's your favourite Disney movie?
Is it this?
Can't be this, surely.
Surely not.
No.
Yeah. Walt Disney's favourite, though.
Walt Disney, if you're listening to this, and you might be, you're getting all the information from the web pumped into your brain. Send us an email.
Please do.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.